Well, I think, as we said, when Steve put the club up for sale, there were no guarantees. What would happen is we would try and do the best we could under this, under the circumstances. And I think, given the circumstances, we have done exactly that. There could have been a different decision about what we did with the Benicophobe receipts. But Steve Morgan is wanting the club to progress. We've had lots of discussions about the whole situation with Benic and his role in this departure. Steve Morgan was more than happy for Benicophobe to stay, which is why we wanted him to stay, which is why we rebuffed Norwich's very large offer to the Premier League, which resulted in the reaction from Benic by not being sold. And let's get the elephant in the room, you know, out in the open. We made a statement that said we would not sell Benicophobe this season. And we then turned down an enormous offer from a Premier League club. And everybody in football was said to me, they were amazed that we did that. Why did we say that? Because, one, we meant it. And secondly, we were trying to send a message to Norwich, to any other Premier League club, to Benicophobe, to his father, to his mother, to his sister, to Benic himself, and anybody else who actually had a vested interest, like his agents, who wanted him to be moved, that, you know what, we're keeping you. And I think to show our fortitude was you know, a really good step in the summer. And we said what we said, genuinely meaning it. What then subsequently happened is that football people eventually thought, do you know what? This football player does not want to play for the hordes of Wolverhampton Wanderers fans that adore this football club. He doesn't want to play for us. He doesn't want to play for his teammates. He wants to go into the Premier League, where he's dreamed about it since a boy, and we understand it. And actually, he's not quite the same. Well, let's be fair. He's not the same player that he was when he first joined us. So his mind was... And there was an article in a paper recently which said, with Benicophobe, where it's reported his agent said, if you're still at Wolves within 2 years, if they're not in the Premier League, then you're failing, son. So it was very clear about probably what they wanted out of this arrangement. We've just seen Blackburn Rovers sell what their prime striker to a competitor in the Championship. I don't know whether the Blackburn Rovers fans are up in arms, but let me assure every Wolves fan, Benicophobe did everything he possibly could to ensure he got what he wanted, which was a move to the Premier League at the very earliest opportunity.
But the biggest criticism of that whole scenario is that you didn't have a replacement lined up or brought in before you sold him. Do you accept that?
Well, that's factually inaccurate. So I'm surprised you even asked me the question, because what you find we did is we bought a guy called Michael Zyro before we sold Benicophobe. And he started in the games and scored 3 goals in 3 games. So it's factually incorrect. And it's almost as if we want to forget that obvious fact.
So Michael Zyro is the replacement for Benicophobe.
Michael Zyro is a striker that we brought in knowing that we were losing the battle, regretfully, of keeping Benicophobe.